2012 was an extremely successful year for you, and you had two papers in Nature, one paper in Cell. At the end of the year, Nature selected you as one of the 10 people who mattered. So, looking at that, what do you think, what factors contributed to your success, and why did it all happen now?
The reason why I think Nature selected me as one of the 10 people that matter, I think is due to one key study that, you know, we published in Nature this year, was the new technique that we performed to look at cancer stem cells during the tumor grow in their natural environment. It really opened a new way of looking at cancer grow, and other people has used the same technique to look at cancer resistance to therapy, which I think is also a very nice way of looking at that with this new technique. In the skin stem cells, also this Nature paper was also something, you know, very important, because it was, you know, people thought for a long time that there can be some reserve of stem cells that are more important for repair than for maintenance, and the demonstration that this was possible and this was true was also, I think, kind of an important finding, and which also probably will lead to many new following up paper in the future.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it will translate into clinical application soon?
That I will not say that. I said, you know, that all the new studies that we are doing, looking at the mechanism that cancer stem cell, we try to systematically know, look at the human relevance, whether or not this gene are expressed in human cancer, and can be, by blocking this gene in human cancer, can we block the tumor propagation, their growing potential, and can use that as a therapeutic approach. But, you know, these are ongoing studies and for which I still don't know, you know, the outcome on human.
Can you describe just briefly your ongoing project in a few sentences?
In a few sentences. So I'm still, I would say that my lab can be divided in two parts, let's say normal stem cell biology and cancer biology. And in the normal stem cell biology, we are trying to address several important questions. Is can we identify more precisely the stem cell that ensure the development of the mammary tissue, the prostate tissue, and the skin epidermis? Can we understand better the mechanism that regulate these stem cells, and how these stem cells can go wrong with oncogene or oncogene expression? And in the cancer, we are trying to look more precisely what are the mechanisms that regulate the cancer stem cell in the skin, and can we block the renewal of the skin cancer stem cells, and do these cells respond differently to therapy, and do the cancer stem cells are responsible for the tumor relapse after therapy? That's all the ongoing and immediate question.
How has EMBO support affected your work?
EMBO has been a great support, you know. First, being part of the EMBO Young Investigator was something really important for me. It was a great recognition. So, for the EMBO Journal, I'm one of the editorial board members of the EMBO Journal. Yeah, the whole EMBO organization is really key in my career, and I'm extremely proud to be part of this this organization.
Did you have any key experience or happenings that influenced your career?
I think, you know, my postdoc,
in Rockefeller.
It's a small university where I come from, with not a lot of different labs. And so coming at Rockefeller, and so all these superstars and all these the smartest postdoc in the world, and discussing with them, because it was also a small university, but nevertheless, so excellent. You know, there's only 70 or so PI in that university, but all of them, you know, published paper one after the other. And so it's being in this extremely stimulative environment that it reinforced really my taste for excellence and try to do as well as all my colleagues around.